Hey, morning, boys and girls, moms and dads. It's actually afternoon, but yeah, what the heck. You know, some days you just gotta hope it's morning and that you actually got something done before the afternoon hits. And I don't think today's one of those days. Fish and Frank in the chair, Robert in the chair across from me, and Captain Carl in the guest spot there. We're gonna get on with the area fishing report here. Lots of stuff to talk about. Just as a quick thing, we did the Charlotte County Boat Show. Thank you, everybody who came out and enjoyed the seminars and bought stuff. And I had a good time at the boat show. I guess the thing that I would be curious about from you two guys before we nail into this whole fishing report thing. Carl, did you see any boats you were thrilled about at the boat show?
No.
No, I didn't either. The only one was the one like Rick's. What was that?
The Robalo.
The Robalo.
I like the T-top tower.
With That's the T-top and the, the seats up there and all that. Yeah. Robalo, that was a gorgeous boat up there.
Yeah, it was.
And Robert, did you see any ship boats you were in love with there?
No, just that Robalo.
Yeah.
But I've been on his boat, so I know how it rides.
Yeah, it's a nice boat, that Robalo.
Yeah, it's a nice riding boat.
You know, the one boat I liked was a big deck boat, had this big front end on it and everything, but man, I can't see, you know, $50,000 for a deck boat.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money for a deck boat. And
it's
what I want
money
is
money for any boat.
I'm kind of wanting a houseboat, not so much a deck boat, you know what yeah. I mean, I'm looking for more of a houseboat. But that I could have settled for that deck boat because it was supposed to do like 35-40 miles an hour and run out into the Gulf on the deck boat and have the whole camper thing and everything on it. I just want something I go out, drop the anchor, spend the night, fish all night, and come back the next day. But right. I don't want to be in a little cuddy cabin. I want to be like in a houseboat. But a houseboat only does 10 miles an hour.
If you're lucky.
So, you know, I got fishing boats now. You know, the fishing boat thing is no problem, but I'm looking for a relaxed boat that I can still fish out of. So I guess that's a weird way to go, but after all these years, we were sitting there New Year's Eve, and we thought, boy, it would have been so great to be out in the harbor, spend the night, watch the New Year's come back in the morning, go to work, you know, and that's kind of the thinking, you know, so many of the holidays and stuff, like 4th of July, just go down, drop the anchor there, and I can imbibe and not have to run the boat. You know, have a little party.
Be nice.
Catch a little, you know, get a little one with the gods, so to speak, and not have to drive the boat around. To me, that would be the cool way of doing it. So, anyway, Peace River System. Hearing about actually quite a few fish up there, redfish, snook, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anybody else hear anything?
Well, my nephew's been fishing up there quite a bit the last week and a half, and he's been getting some pretty big jacks in the 10 to 15 pound range. Some assorted size snook from little peanuts up to his biggest one, I think, was 38 inches. And then he is seeing some juvenile tarpon rolling around up there, too. And he's basically been fishing from the Navigator down to your backyard and then over to Shell Creek. He's kind of staying that general vicinity. He hasn't made it any further south than Harbor Heights. But he also hasn't run up the river.
Now, is it true the Navigator sold out?
Yeah. That's what I've heard from a couple different people.
Yeah, I've heard that too. So I'm going to have to go back up and try it and see how it is now.
Right.
I'm kind of, you know,
I do have to say this because I've had several people talk about it. Is basically since all the flooding and the storm, that whole sandbar right at the entrance to the boat ramp,
it's
super skinny now.
Yeah, you got to really watch getting in and out of there.
And even the sandbar that's straight across comes way far out into the channel now.
Huh.
I mean, it's really bad. Like, quite a few people. Actually, Larry Smith was the first person that told me about it because he totally bogged out on it. He's been to the Navigator a million times. He hit it, slammed it high and dry.
Wow.
Back in mid-December, early December.
That could help fishing, though, right?
I gotta run up there. Yeah, it could. I mean,
well, my nephew got stuck yesterday trying to come out of there in his Ginu.
All right. So, I'll run up there and take a look, because we'll go for lunch. Maybe we'll take a ride up there and go get a burger or something here.
All right.
Because it ain't far from my house, so we can drop the boat in and run up there. but we got to leave here while it's daylight because I am not going in the dark. It's
I'm
too
not
cold.
Coming back in the dark. It's too chilly. It's even debatable with the sun out.
Yeah, I got no problem running in the dark, but not when it's this cold.
Right.
So, all right.
I agree with you.
I guess moving on down, what's going on down by I-75? What's going on around there?
I have honestly not heard of anything. A couple guys have gone up there and tried it, but haven't come back to give me an answer.
Anything, Carl?
That little sawgrass area, you know, just right next to the 75 bridge, it's been holding a lot of smaller, like, rat reds. You know, shrimp on a jig head or shrimp under a split shot.
Just mostly smaller guys, huh?
Yep.
Well, that's more of what I've been hearing. Like I said, those couple guys go up there to fish for the whiting and the trout, and I haven't seen them back in here since. So I'm curious.
Right, you're going to throw that jig head right up by the grass.
Yeah, right by the grass, and you know, work it out slowly. There is a little drop off that sawgrass, you know, a couple feet out.
Right. Now going down to 41 Bridge, what's going on there at 41 Bridge?
Well, there've been a lot of small snook, a few bigger snook, some juvenile tarpon from one day to the next. It varies a little bit, and then they've started to pick up just a handful of trout. Most of them have been on the smaller side, but they are starting to pick some up there, mostly on the north end, closer towards the power lines. You hear anything, Carl?
Been hearing about some black drum on the south end of the bridge.
Any size to them?
Yeah, pretty decent ones. I mean, not the big ones, but 20, 30 pounders.
That's not bad. It's a pretty respectable fish.
No, it's real nice fish. All right, working our way over to Lashley Pier. Now, I was just talking to a guy at the Charlotte County Boat Show, and he said that he was there. He caught mangrove snappers. He caught trout. And what else was it that he caught? Snappers, trout, might have been sheephead. I don't remember. I remember him talking about the mangrove snapper and the trout caught my attention. And I don't remember if he said sheephead or what else he said, but he was catching three different types of fish there at Lashley Pier. He says it's really starting to get better.
Yeah, I've heard about the trout. I've heard about a couple of oddball mangrove snapper, but definitely heard a couple more mixed reports on trout.
Anything from you, Carl?
No, nothing.
All right. So moving on, that takes us over to Bayshore Pier. What's going on at Bayshore Pier?
I have not got a good report out of there in well over a week, unfortunately.
Crickets.
Yeah, I haven't, you know, normally I would just say trout, but I don't really know. You know, it was surprising how many people mentioned the question marks and stuff I put on these, how many people read that and go, and they say, you know, why do you have question marks, or, you know, why don't you have a report? I said, because we don't know. They say, how do you get your reports? How we do this is by talking to people on the phone, talking to the customers that come in the store, going there ourselves. But if we don't have a couple of reports from an area, that's not good enough to get on the report. If you heard somebody caught something like with this, I'm going to say, okay, I was talking to a guy, he did this, he saw other people catching it. But we try to verify.
Try to get consistent reports, at least a couple of them from the same area, rather than just one guy.
We don't want to send you on a wild goose chase.
Well, yeah, one guy might get really lucky and catch some of these fish, but then you hear nobody catching anything else in that particular spot for that whole week. So is it really worth mentioning?
Right. We'd rather put question marks and no reports if we don't actually have something we feel is accurate.
Well,
you know,
got better things to do than lie to them.
Yeah.
Don't mind BSing with people, but we don't want to BS them.
Yeah. Let's see. Salt brackish water in the Port Charlotte Canals. I don't know why I'm reading this backwards. Port Charlotte Canals. That's a lot of work for an old man. I mean, I pretty much hauled, me and Chandler hauled all those boards. And he's like a third my age, you know, so.
And he's got, like, lunch boxes for hands.
Yeah. So, anyway, Port Charlotte Canal System, what's going on there?
Some snook are starting to move in there in a little bit better numbers. I'm hearing of them all the way up to Midway and even 41. There are some sheep's heads starting to move in to some of the bridges along Edgewater there. And then the lot of small mangrove snapper. And, of course, a few jacks. Yeah, it's been not too bad. How about you, Carl?
There's been some good snook further back in the canals, like way in the back of O'Hara Waterway towards like T Street area. There's also been juvenile tarpon back there.
Yeah, the juvenile tarpon, been hearing mixed reports of them everywhere.
But unless you got a kayak or john boat, it's a long idle on a boat.
Yeah, it takes me a long time to get back there. You know, I had some customers who used to like to fish back there in the winter because they get
good
really
fishing.
Well, it'd be really rough out. You know, you get these days where you really don't want to be going out in the harbor, but they'd still want to go on a trip. And I'd say, well, I said, we'll make it a 5-hour trip instead of a 4-hour trip because we're going to spend, you know, an extra, you know, 40 minutes getting out there. But when we go back there, I used to troll a freshwater shiner. Put the electric motor in on slow, throw the electric shiners out just on hooks, no bobbers, no nothing, and just slow with the electric motor. And used to have a great time catching fish back there.
We used to throw pretty much all lures because that's where I grew up fishing, you know, because I lived right around the corner, and I used to take the john boat over there. And we used to throw all like flukes, you know, split tail fluke zooms,
right?
Top waters, little paddle tails. We had a blast back there.
Yeah, I did mostly freshwater lures back there. I didn't do a lot of standard saltwater stuff. A lot of Rapala 11s, the originals, and you know, they seemed to work better back there. The bass lures did, and all we were catching was snook and small tarpon and stuff. But it really seemed the bass lures worked better.
No, for sure.
Why.
They did.
All right. Elgin Pier, what's going on over there?
A lot of trout starting to pick up over there. Most of them are on the smaller side, but I'm getting some reports of some pretty good quality oversized fish, like in that 22, 24 inch range. Has been a few snook at night. Sheep's head are starting to move in there a little bit more consistently. And a lot of very small undersized mangrove snapper. Hasn't been gangbusters, but it's definitely on the upswing ever since that cold front 2 weeks ago. It really seemed to light it up a little bit better.
There's been a few redfish caught in that little cove just before the bridge. Well, just
on the west side.
Yeah, on the west side of the bridge.
Yeah.
There's been some redfish caught in that cove.
Yeah, we're still laughing about the guy in his pickup truck. We got to get over and see if that pickup truck's still out there.
Yeah, I wonder if it still is.
Hold my beer, Bubba. Watch this. I could make it all the way over there. But nobody ever told me I had to turn around and get back.
Yeah, no kidding.
Look, it's all dirt. It's all dry all the way through there. Yeah, that mud, you know. And you would think after his tires started to slip a little bit, he would have thought, and you know you're going to get stuck, and how is anybody ever going to get a line to you? Because you can't drag it back with a boat. You can't get a vehicle anywhere close to it to drag it out. Tow truck will never get there.
Nope.
I mean, he was a good quarter mile away from the bridge.
I just want to know what they were thinking.
Yeah, I'm real curious to know about that, too.
Yeah.
I wonder if somebody was standing in the back of the pickup truck with a fishing rod or what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't make any sense. All right, what's going on around the rest of the Myakka River area? You got the cutoff, cattle dock, the hole, anything else?
The cutoff, I mean, there's a lot of redfish in there. I mean, the majority of them are on the smaller size. But shrimp, you better bring a lot of shrimp with you. There's been some, you know, few random size, bigger sheep's head mixed in with them, too.
Yeah, I'm hearing pretty much the same thing, except for there are some more snook also moving up inside there. And they're just scattered along the entire shorelines. Most of the guys that are seeing them or catching them, they're finding them in the shallow areas later in the day, but really close to some of those deeper bends and drop-offs in the cutoff itself. And I had a guy take a picture of one dead snook that he saw back in there whatever 2 weeks ago from that real cold front.
Yeah, it's not uncommon to have one or two, because all they got to do is get caught in a you know, if they're, like, say, feeding, hanging out in the mangrove roots, and the tide goes down, if they get in a pocket and then the water goes down and they can't get out of that pocket to get out to the river or to deep water, once that water gets cold, they're just done. And if they're in that foot and a half or 2 foot of water when that tide goes real low, they're screwed. They're going to die. There's no way around that. But most of them know enough to get out of there and get out to deeper water. Because if they got 4 feet of water, they're going to live just fine. But a foot and a half, they're going to die. Okay, South Gulf Cove Canals. We had a lot of people at the boat show from South Gulf Cove. Yeah, hi, boys and girls. Hi, everybody from South Gulf Cove. Wonderful people.
There was a lot of nice people from there.
A lot of nice people from South Gulf Cove. But any reports?
One guy yesterday that I was chatting with, he's been catching some snook and tarpon trolling along the main canal and going up to the locks. And he got all that information from listening to our few scattered reports and been doing good. And he's been playing with different lures that he's got, because he's got a bunch of bass lures that he brought with him. So one of them was the X-Rapper or the Rapala original. And then he was also doing the Husky Jerk. He said the Husky Jerk, he's got to change all of his hooks on, though. He said they just don't last. So
yeah, that's the same one I talked to.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was so many amazing people at the boat show, and it was a good deal because it was $5 to park. So two people, it was $2.50. Four people, you're what, a buck and a quarter. And the food at the funnel cake guy, he had nice
corn
food
dogs.
There.
Mm.
The corn dogs were great. The funnel cakes were great. The breakfast burritos that the public couldn't buy that we could buy were awesome.
That was amazing. Yeah.
And the burgers weren't bad. I think the burgers were pretty good. I had the Italian sausage one day. I had the loose meat sandwich the other day. It was all pretty good. It wasn't bad. I think the next show that we're doing off-site is the Big Boy Toys Expo. We're going to be doing seminars there. And that's in February.
No, that'll
and
be
then
fun.
In March, we're at the Bonita Springs Boat Show. The first weekend, the second weekend, we're at the Punta Gorda Boat Show. And nothing on the third weekend, then the tent sales the 24th. So we're going to see what happens with all that. All right.
Busy next 2 months.
What about the West Wall?
West Wall, I'm hearing of some trout on the outside edge of the bar, and then some snook and an occasional redfish up along the mangrove shoreline, basically from Trout Creek all the way down to Cape Hayes. So not too bad over there, but it has been a little quieter on all the other species.
If you could get in them creeks, you'll do a little bit better, but it's pretty fun getting in those creeks right now with how low this water is. And there's a lot of fish dumping in that deeper water because those creeks are a lot deeper once you get in them, but there's a lot of redfish and snook, sheep's head in those creeks right now.
You hearing of any pompano or anything like that down there?
Not on the West Wall, no.
Yeah, I haven't heard much either. I just figure with that cold temperature, they might have moved over onto that side.
All right. And Cape Hayes. What's going on down there in Cape Hayes?
The bar is starting to get some bonnet heads on it. A lot of small trout, but nothing of...
Dolphins.
Exceptional things to write about. Yeah, Flipper's been in there pretty bad. Yeah, basically, if you got guests down and you want to show them a good time... just go to Cape Hayes, you'll see Flipper, no problem.
Yeah, there's a lot of those there right now.
It's kind of funny, it's like sometimes they show up out there and you're not catching anything, so it makes you wonder what they're really eating.
Or they ate it already.
Yeah, but they still seem to hang around.
Well, they're waiting for somebody to come catch fish so that they can get the easy prey.
Right.
You know, Carl and I, we were fishing up against the Eagle's Nest, and we... got the dolphins all the way to the other side of the boat, released the snook, and it was about a 20-inch snook. And that little snook shot right up into the shallows by the shoreline. And that dolphin went up. He had three-quarters of his body out of the water, mm-hmm. getting shallow enough to go nail that snook.
Wow.
Because it was, you know, when they just come off the line, they're tired. And they don't have the energy to burst away from them as much. You know, they've expended it on the fight. So Dolphin's got that. Flipper knows that.
Yeah, and we can only go there and get like five fish and you have to leave.
Yeah. Once Flipper moves in, you know, I don't have any problem with Flipper getting a fish or two here and there. But A, it produces real bad habits because you're going to get hooks in them. There's no way around it because they're going to start attacking the fish on the line as you bring them in. They're smart enough usually to wait, but then they ruin your fishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the best thing to do is, you know, once Flipper moves in, just move to another spot. Okay, Bull Bay, Turtle Bay, what's going on in all the bays out there?
A lot of little trout and ladyfish. And then the sheep's head are starting to really pile up around those little shacks in there and some of those deeper troughs, especially inside Bull Bay and in Gallagher's Cut along the mangroves there.
You know, Bull Bay is starting to really pick up on the redfish mixed in all those islands. They're sitting near the deeper water, but they're hanging out in the shallows. Shrimp or cut pinfish have been best on them in there. And then there's been a lot of big sheep's head around all those oyster beds that are just barely underwater.
Okay.
What are you catching the sheep's head on?
Pieces of shrimp. Just on the hook.
Right.
Covering the barb. About right.
Okay. And let's see. You're pretty raspy, Robert. You still real sick?
Just from all the coughing, it's made my throat just raw as all get-go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
it's my new voice. It's my new radio voice.
You're just going for that. Who's that? Louis Armstrong.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, trying to be Satchmo. All right, KP's Reef.
KP's Reef crickets. I've not heard anything there at all.
No, nothing.
All right. Okay, I got nothing on that one either. All right, hopefully this works. Yep. Okay, still right. Yeah, today is the 15th. Okay. Gasparilla Sound from Devilfish like going north.
No. Danger Reef is out further.
And Danger Reef, you got the Cape Hayes Reef.
Well, I didn't know if I was considered in that whole little area.
Well, we could throw it in.
There was some snapper there.
All right. I'll make that Cape Hayes.
Yeah, there was a bunch of smaller snapper on Danger.
Danger Reef. I'll have to add the... I'll put a link in and put up a thing to where Danger Reef is. So... Alright. And... Gasparilla Sound Tailing Flats from going from Devilfish north up to Placido. Either side.
A lot of trout and ladyfish scattered throughout that whole flat there. The red tide was in there last week, but it kind of blew out of there, so most of the fish are starting to move back in. And then there's also been some snook and a few redfish moving up into Widden Creek and Catfish Creek.
Yeah, there's been quite a few redfish moving in Widden Creek, Catfish Creek area. Three Sisters has pompano right now, ladyfish, and a few trout. But quite a few pumping over there in Three Sisters. Fishing those deep sand holes. Shrimp on the bottom.
Alright. Reds and Widden and Catfish. Now, are they doing pretty good back up there? Or just started?
Throwing gold spoons. Throwing cut ladyfish, cut pinfish. And also shrimp under a jig.
Okay. Alright. God. Lat fish. It's supposed to be a Y. The T's right next to it. Okay. There we go. Got all that. Alright. Sorry about that, boys and girls. I'm going to put up while I type.
Those pompano are fun when they get in deep water like that.
The pompano are what?
They're fun when they get in deep water.
Yeah?
Oh, they're strong. They'll put up a fight.
Yeah, they turn sideways and do those circles.
They're built like a jack. You know, they got... that broad body so they get that body working against you.
It's kind of like a spade fish.
Yeah.
They're kind of fun.
Spade fish jacks are all that same shape. And
yeah.
A lot of fun. If we're going to go up by the Placida Trestle, how's it going?
Sheep's head bite's getting better.
Yeah, it's starting to get better. A lot of small snapper. Small snapper, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of a few pompano off and on there. And then there's been a few flounder, but the flounder have all been short. And then a couple of bonnethead sharks. So it's perking up a little bit. Nobody's been fishing there at night lately. I haven't gotten any good night reports.
Well, you blame them?
No, I don't.
It's too gosh darn cold for that.
But we got a lot of snowbirds that like to fish out there that are want to catch them. And
yeah. I
got to
tell you, we were watching, and Friday at the boat show was bad because it was so nice out all day, and it was just gorgeous. I mean, the weather was perfect. You know, it was windy, but it was beautiful weather to be outside. And then all of a sudden, that wind switched out of the south and moved to the north. And in an hour, it dropped 20 degrees in an hour. And it was literally every 5 minutes, it was just dropping a degree or sooner, because it was literally 20 degrees in an hour. People were freezing out there because nobody brought clothes for it.
Right.
You know, Saturday and Sunday was no problem. Everybody was all bundled up, and they were having a good time. But boy, Friday afternoon, mm-hmm. that was rough. A lot of people got really cold. Okay. And I will have this cleaned up so that you don't have to put up with get November moved over. All right, Stump Pass, Lemon Bay Park, Lemon Bay. What's going on up there?
Lemon Bay Park, quite a few trout still, or again. My one guy stopped in actually at the boat show and told me what he's been doing. And he's been catching them on gold spoon and chartreuse shad tail. He's been doing good on them.
I've been hearing about a lot of trout.
Hey, Tim, you got anything to add to the fishing report?
Yeah, fish with Carl if you want to catch fish.
Fish with Carl if you want to catch fish?
Yep. Yeah.
It's never too cold for Carl to go.
I might look like an Eskimo.
You don't want to join in?
Not today.
No. Tim, the owner of Reaper Rods, is leaving his office and coming out from there. So,
we were just leaving Frank's office, and she's nice enough to make room for me.
What's that now?
I said, I'm kindly leaving Frank's office, and she's kind enough to make room for me.
Yeah. There we go. There, now you can...
Should I sing a cappella?
Yes. Yes, you could sing a cappella or, you know, any of those old Elvis songs would be great. Now, did you... when's the last time you got out fishing?
1974. Realistically, I haven't been out for probably about 3 weeks.
Yeah. How's it been going? How was it the last time you were out?
Decent. We started, you know, the water temperature starting to drop, and we started to see a lot of the offshore fish coming in, you know, close to inshore, your kings, you know, mackerel, cobia, everything on the reefs.
Now, you're in the fishing business full-time, not full-time, but really full-time plus your other
feels like full-time.
You do. So, one of the things you get used to is having to live vicariously through other people's fishing experiences once you're in the industry. So what have you heard about out there? Anything?
Well, I've heard there's spotty red tide here and there. I heard there's, you know, people have seen a lot of mullet, which I think is a misconception that it's not red tide. It's
commercial.
We just had the mullet run. And yeah, it's a commercial kill. And you know, people are constantly asking, you know, is that red tide? You know, if you see just mullet, odds are against it.
So when you're out, you own Reaper Rods. So are you more of a lure guy or more of a bait guy?
Personally, I'm more of a lure guy.
So here I'll put you on the spot. What's your favorite lure? If you were going to pick a lure, okay, we can only take two lures today. Now I'm going to ask you this, Carl and Robert. So if you can only pick two lures to take, if today's Monday the 15th of December, now it's cold out there this week, if you were going to take two lures with you, what would the two lures be if that's all you could take to go fishing in the harbor this week?
My go-to is always a stick shad, Sebile stick shad. Color is line cider. It mimics our white bait in the harbor, our pilchers. That's my top water or my.
So you either use the suspending or the top water.
Exactly.
One or the
other. I can take a suspending and make it walk top.
Okay,
and
so
then drop.
You get a Sebile linesider suspending lure. What's your other lure?
I'd probably go with something soft plastic, gulp. Either a gulp or, you know, even a DOA.
Like a DOA shrimp or a gulp shrimp or a jerk bait?
On the gulp, I'd go to a shrimp, and not a jig head. If I was going to use a paddle tail or something, it'd be, you know, maybe a 4-inch shad.
Yeah, cow shad.
Something like that, yeah.
All right. Carl, what do you think? If you had to pick two lures to go this week, what would you do?
A gold spoon and a Z-Man.
Oh, you like that white jerkbait Z-Man?
Well, I like the shrimp pattern in the Z-Man.
Oh, and so you're doing the shrimp?
Yep.
Okay. Shrimp in the Z-Man, any particular color?
Probably the root beer gold.
All right. And a gold spoon?
Yes.
Robert, you picking two lures, what would they be?
Watermelon red in the jerkbait in the DOA, and the 17MR in the broken glass gold.
All right. Now, you notice there's three guys here, and they all picked two different lures. They didn't say, okay, yeah, I'll take that one or that one. Yeah, I'm going to do the same as him. I'm going to take a Storm Twitch, and I'm going to take, I would normally take a DOA paddle tail, but I fish that DOA cow shad 99% of the time, but right now I'm going to switch to one more like the mirror lure. I usually use a quarter ounce jig head. I'm going to go to an eighth or a 16th with a mirror lure or something. A bigger paddle tail with a very big floppy tail on it so I can slow way down. That light jig head's going to allow me to slow down this week, cast it out, and just barely reel it. Just enough to get that tail moving a little bit. I'm going to put some of the Strike King coffee scent on it to get my smell off. Because those fish are following up the baits. They come right up behind it. If it doesn't smell right, they veer off. But if you can get it going slow enough, you get a really good shot at those snook. And I even think the trout are moving slower. Now, I could be wrong, but when they move up into the canals, those trout, seems like if they're going to move into the canal, they're cold. They don't want to go that hard. So, anybody, any ideas on that, guys?
No, I think you're totally right on it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it seems like the water temperature drops.
You
got to
be actually into the microphone, Carl. That's okay.
Now, I think, like I said, when the water temperature drops, it seems like their feeding patterns, they kind of slow down a little bit.
Yeah, that's why for most of the year I'm using a DOA cow shad. I think it's one of the best lures ever made. But when it gets this cold, the tail isn't big enough. I want a bigger tail that I can reel really slowly and still get some movement out of it. So that's why I switched to like the mirror lure one. It's a little bit bigger bait, and it's got that floppy tail on it that I can go real slow with. So anyway, we all have our differences. So any last words from the owner, inventor, imaginarium of Tim the Reaper Man?
You build me way, way up too high. I'm just a dumb redneck that, you know, builds fishing rods, Frank.
You build a great fishing rod.
Well, thank you. We try our best.
And you're going to be with us at Bonita Springs, and you're going to be helping with the talks at the Big Boy Toy Expo and then at the tent sale and all the rest of them. Tim and I have partnered up doing all these shows. And the poor guy works his butt off.
He's a man of many hats.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to haul out at these shows.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
It is, but, you know, I enjoy it. I enjoy the people we meet, and I enjoy talking fishing for, you know, days on end. And, you know, the guys that work with you and Robert and, you know, guys like Carl, I mean, you know, it's a fun group of people.
Yeah, we have a good time, and your gang just adds to the eccentricity of it all. So,
and imagine, I kept them sober this weekend.
Yeah, I know, you did good. They were all sober, so it was a fun show.
Yeah, enjoyed it.
So anyway, well, thanks, Tim. I appreciate you chiming in, and it's always get a good perspective on somebody else's lures.
Thank you, guys. Reap it.
See ya. Okay, and we're back. We're in Lemon Bay. We were talking about the trout and gold spoon chartreuse tails. anything, or chartreuse shadtails, anything else there in Lehman Bay, guys?
That's honestly all I've gotten a report on was that area there.
Anything great trout fishing.
All right. Okay, so moving on to the pier right there at the Tom Adams Bridge on Beach Road. What's going on there at Anger Pier?
They've been getting some ladyfish in the mornings and in the evenings. There has been a couple miscellaneous reports of whiting and small gag grouper. And I mean real small, like 10, 12-inch baby gags. And then the couple guys have been getting some mangrove snapper, but most of them have been on the undersize. But that was, you know, probably 5-6 days ago on that report.
Anything, Carl?
No.
All right.
They have been getting sheep's head off of the bunks there at the Tom Adams Bridge itself. So some of the guys that are boat fishing have been starting to pick up a little bit better on them.
Okay, and that's going to take us out into the Gulf of Mexico. Anybody know anybody crazy enough to go on out there in this cold weather?
I got one report from last week, from the one and only day where it was okay, but not great. Grunts, mangroves, and lane snapper in 50 to 55 feet of water. So, what is that, 12? 10 to 12 miles out?
10 to 12,
out. Yeah. You know, other than that, I haven't heard much else because it's been just a little too sporty out there for any relatively sane person to get out there.
Okay, anything, Carl, you can add to that?
Nothing on that one.
All right. Going into the passes. Pick a pass. Give me a thing if you got anything in any of the passes from Venice down. Anybody got anything in any of the passes?
Boca Grande and Captiva Pass. They're picking up some better sheep's head. Mainly drifting like they're fishing for snapper. They are catching a few snapper mixed in with them. And then I've also heard of a few pompano. Couple incidental bluefish. Other than that, it's been kind of on the quiet side.
Been getting sheep's head. Last week we went to like the concrete, broke down concrete pier at Boca Grande Pass. We got a few nice sheep's head off of that.
The pier on the beach side?
Yes. With some real small snapper. There was also a few snook there on small ones, but there was some nice sheep's head.
Yeah, it's funny how few people fish that. You watch everyone drive right past it.
Everybody does.
I mean, I fish from the beach there all the time because I love fishing it.
And I fish it all the time.
You very seldom see people stop with their boat.
Well, the problem with for me is when I learned to fish that shoreline along Boca, it was completely, completely different.
Oh.
There was rock walls. There was beaches. There was
broken down pilings.
There was all kinds of stuff out there, yeah. And it was all so different. I have a hard time fishing it now. Because the last few storms have changed it so much.
All the structure is gone.
Well, it moved it. It changed it. Everything
buried. Most of it's all buried.
Yeah. And, you know, on the East Coast, they're now bringing sand to the beaches from a quarry in the middle of the state. They're dump trucking it out on the beaches because they've brought the sand, so much of the sand up from the Gulf bottom, they don't really have sand there to get anymore.
Oh, you should see Mosquito Lagoon. I mean, when you look towards where the beach is, you can't see the beach. It's 30 feet high of sand.
Yeah.
There's a big wall that goes all the way down that coast. Yep. All covering all Mosquito Lagoon from the beach to the lagoon. It's all 30 feet doom going all the way down.
Really?
Yep.
They putting that in to hold the water back, or what are they doing? Did they put that sand there?
Oh, yeah. It's like that.
It's all trucked in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you know, they're talking about they want to start importing sand from the Bahamas and these other islands because it would be cheaper to ship it in than it would be to truck it over. But, I don't know. I think Florida sand, Florida beach.
You would think.
Yeah, but anyway, I don't know. However it works. If you're going to walk along the beaches on the Gulf of Mexico fishing, what would you be likely to catch?
There's been some small jacks, some blue runners. Basically, Boca Grande area has been the only place I've been hearing of anything report-wise consistent. And they've also been catching a couple of oddball bonnet heads out there, too, with the guys that are just wanting to sit back and relax and throw out a shrimp on the bottom. I haven't heard of any whiting at all lately.
Nope.
been super quiet out there.
Got anything, Carl?
No.
All right. And that's going to take us down to Ponarasa Sanibel. What's going on down there in the wide world of whatever that is?
I haven't gotten a report down there.
Some really good sheephead fishing going on right there, you know, around the causeway and Sword Point and all that right there. There's some really good sheephead fishing going on. You know, I've been hearing about all my buddies going down there targeting all right there at the oyster beds at Sword Point.
Okay, and that's just all about the sheephead?
Yeah, that's all they're getting.
Pretty good size ones or mixed variety?
No, big ones, because right there at Sword Point, there's some really deep oyster beds that are always covered.
Okay.
I mean, it's 6-7 feet deep with oyster beds, so, I mean, there's usually really good sheephead there this time of year.
I would say the sheephead aren't there for the oysters. They're there for the stuff that lives amongst the oysters, all the crabs and the shrimp and everything else that uses the oyster beds to hide at.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, so, well, at least we're on the same page with that. Anybody have anything off the Coosahatchee? I didn't get to call the Fort Myers store before we did this.
No, I haven't heard anything at all.
No. Okay, I'll call the store and see if I can't add that in on the written report. It won't be on this one, but it'll be on the written report. That's going to take us up to Matt Lachey. Anybody got anything on Matt Lachey?
Sheep's Head is the only thing I've heard of, to be honest.
You know, I've been hearing a lot of Sheep's Head, you know, around the oyster beds again. A few flounder. There's been some really good redfish north of the Matt Lachey Bridge. Not too many, nothing going on south of the bridge, really.
Are they catching them on both sides there?
Yeah,
now you were saying
left and right.
Something sheephead and something else?
Sheephead and flounder.
Oh, where's the flounder?
Around the oyster beds. You know, there's a lot of oyster beds down there. It's an oyster bed, and it's pure sand around them, and they've been hanging out.
Is that north or south of the bridge?
Just south, north of the bridge.
All right. Yeah, I'd like to go down and do a little flounder fishing down there. I'll fire my boat up and run down there.
It's actually really not that far.
Yeah, my boat is not far at all, so, you know, and we're going to have as long as I got a foot of water, I'm fine. I can get up and shut down and get up in a foot. You know, but I'm not like your boat. I can't get up in 6-8 inches of water, but I can get up in a foot of water.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Pine Island Sound. On the outside of Pine Island, what's going on out there?
A lot of sheep's head in those deeper sand holes. I mean, I'm hearing of 3 and 4 and even some 5-pound sheep's head down there. And then they've also been getting some trout mixed in with them.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of trout down there by, like, Wood Key and Little Wood Key and all that, and those grass flats. There's been some pretty good trout down there. Everybody seems to be throwing little paddle tails.
Any particular color?
A lot of people are throwing that nuclear chicken.
Okay.
And that seems to be the best color down there in Pine Island.
It's kind of funny. You can go fish like Lemon Bay, and that electric chicken, nuclear chicken doesn't work very well, but Pine Island, anything like pink or pink and green is always a good color down there.
It's weird.
I mean, it's the same clarity of water.
Yeah.
It's just amazing how different those two work.
Yep.
Okay. And Jug Creek Shoals. What's going on up there atop Jug Creek Shoals? Anything?
I got crickets.
Sheep's head on those piers right there on, you know, tip of Boquilla. There's been a bunch of sheep's head. You know, just fishing straight down by the pylons.
Okay. And that's going to take us over to Burnt Store Two Pines. What's going on there?
A lot of small snook and even some bigger snook around those mangroves. And especially closer to Two Pines, you got some bigger snook moving into some of those deeper back creeks and those deep buckets that are under the mangroves there.
Been some, you know, good redfish up there in like Buzzard Bay area. They're sitting out in the middle in that shallow flats, just sunning themselves. You know, gold spoon or Z-man, you know, something working it slow. Both of them working a gold spoon slow too. That's been the best thing.
You're working the weedless spoon?
Yes.
Are you just working it real slow, or are you actually, like, jigging it along?
I'm bouncing it very, very slow, but I took the Sidewinder spoon, and I took that treble hook off, and I ended up putting a weedless single hook on the back.
Oh, there you go.
I really like the action of that Sidewinder spoon.
Saw a lot of them.
Okay, and that's going to take us up to the east side of the harbor. And what's going on Pirate Harbor up to Alligator Creek?
It's all you, Carl. You've been fishing over there a lot. A
lot of big sheepshead from Pirate Harbor all the way to Alligator Creek and your deeper bends. There's a lot of really good redfish over there right now. They're very, very spooky. The best thing I've been doing is getting a Rockport Rattler with a shrimp, throwing it out there and letting it sit. And that seems to be doing the greatest out of anything. But there's a lot of good fish over there. They're all mixed in those islands, all spread out in the middle, pretty much sunning themselves.
Okay. Yeah, I've been hearing the exact same thing. Everybody who's catching redfish on the east side is a sit and wait thing. You throw your bait out and just wait for a redfish to find it. It's a good idea right now to put some kind of scent on your the hook or even the bait. I usually say, why bother putting shrimp smell on a shrimp? But right now, every little bit of stink you can get is a good thing. So a little bit of Pro-Cure on the hook itself, good idea.
Oh, it's weird because shrimp's out fishing the crabs.
Yeah.
Because I've been trying to use crabs, and I haven't been doing very good on crabs at all.
It's just, one of those funky times. But I always say the colder the weather is, the better shrimp works. The middle temperatures, 75 to 85, the better white bait works. And over 85, the better dead bait works. So it's just one of those weird things, but it's really holding true this year where shrimp is really becoming the key to catching those redfish. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, the skating rink, anything around there?
There's been some sheep's head up inside, Poacher's Cut. There's been a few random trout up in Alligator Creek with some sheep's head and some small snappers.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not hearing it much personally. I've heard of a couple jacks right up inside, way up inside Alligator Creek, but I mean, other than that, it's been pretty quiet overall.
There was a bunch of black drum once you go through Poacher's Creek where it connects to the canal system.
Right.
Well, right there at the mouth.
They got that real deep hole. When you come out of Poacher's Cut into PGI Canal, the Rim Canal, you go to the left, and it's real narrow right there, and it opens way up. There's a real deep hole right there.
Oh, they were sitting, there was probably 100 of them sitting right on that curve.
Well, I think they're coming up there to get the sun, and then they drop in the evening as it gets colder, they drop down in that hole. Yep. Now, a lot of people are seeing those orange black drum.
Yeah.
The ones that swim right along the surface, but they won't eat anything. They won't hit anything. And
we got them on a freeline shrimp.
You got one on a freeline shrimp, huh?
Killed the shrimp and we pretty much like stomped on the shrimp.
Yeah.
And we threw it right in front of him, and it just sat there and floated down. He watched him come up and suck it in.
I'll be darned, because it's really hard to get those to bite.
Yeah.
But now we've been talking about, I don't know if we talked about it on the show last time or not, that to me, I'm thinking they are black drum. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
They're orange or they're white, and they don't really have, they got this strange color, and they seem to swim a lot of times during the day. We're very near the surface.
Yep.
Very hard to get to eat, and very hard to get them to bite anything or eat anything. But now, black drum and redfish are so genetically close, they can breed together, you know? And I think there's an accidental spawn going on between the redfish and the black drum, and that's because they're shorter, not as tall as a black drum. They're,
their forehead ain't as tall.
Yeah, their forehead ain't as tall as a black drum. They're kind of like redfish, but they're definitely black drum. I think it's a crossbreed. I think it's an accidental you know, cross-pollination or whatever it is. And after years of seeing these fish and going, oh, it's a black drum, I'm really starting to think there's more to it than that. And I think it's possible what happens when maybe there's a redfish you can't find, like the years we had all the red tide. They couldn't find redfish to spawn with, so they just went with the black drum. You know, hey, if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with, you know? So, Ponce de Leon Park, what's going on there?
A lot of snapper. Most of them are on a smaller size. There's been a few nice, really nice sheeps that are being caught out of there. And there's a lot of small snook, like 20 inches and under. But there's a lot of snook in there right now.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of guys catching the small snook inside there, more than anything else. A few sheep's head, definitely there has been, but not great numbers that I've heard about.
There's also been a couple little pup drums caught. The really small black drums. Right there on the turns, right near by those mirrors. I was coming by a guy the other day, and he had two little baby black drum there.
Okay, and PGI Canal System, what's going on there?
There's some big jacks in the PGI canals. Further, it seems like the further I'm getting back into canals right now, the better the snapper are. We're actually pulling out some fairly decent sized snapper, but I'm going pretty far back into canal systems. There's a lot of sheep's head in there. A lot of them are on a smaller size. And I also am getting a lot of snook, trolling little curly tails, all white curly tails on a rock port.
It's funny, not very many people think of trolling a curly tail or a paddle tail. And yet they work very, very well.
Mm-hmm. I started doing it when I was sitting there one day trying to catch all those juvenile tarp and throwing everything in the boat at them, and I actually just had, you know, the curly tails on because I tried them, and I was like, all right, we're going to leave. Might as well just leave those rods out there. We started catching snook while we were trolling out.
Nice.
Cool. All right. Gilcrest Pier?
Crickets.
Yes.
Okay. Alligator Creek, the reef out there off Alligator Creek. What's happening at the 1 mile reef, the Alligator Creek reef, the concrete reef, whatever it is?
Still a lot of small trout. Undersized trout and a lot of small snappers.
Okay. Anything else going on out there?
You're going to buy any of those sheep's head out there at all as far as sizes or anything?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I haven't even caught a sheep's head there this year.
Okay. The deep holes in the harbor.
Catfish.
Alright, we're just going to put question marks because I think you just did that one from memory. I don't even think you even heard that.
No, a guy was actually trying to troll through there because he saw some birds dive in and he snagged a catfish.
Snagged a catfish. Yes. Alright. Okay, what about white bait? Anywhere?
The Marquesas.
Anything, Carl?
Nope.
I haven't heard of anything out there.
Okay, pinfish.
Devilfish has pinfish. Two pines, smokehouse, and Bokelia.
Okay, let's see. Bokelia. All right, thread fins.
Yeah, none.
Ladyfish.
Early morning, right at Alligator Creek.
At the reef or the creek?
No, right at the mouth of the creek. Also, three sisters.
Okay. Tell Robert's got a cold. He doesn't keep the chatter going.
No, I'm sorry.
He's killing me here.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. It can be as boring as you want it to be, Robert.
No.
You know, we both know I don't type that fast.
I know.
Okay. And, oh, God, the spelling on this is really bad. Alright. Okay, now that's going to take us down to the freshwater report. What do we got freshwater going on?
A lot of guys are still bass fishing this week. They're buying shiners. Shiners, I mean, we've sold a lot of shiners this whole week. Even with the cold weather, they still seem to be active. It seems like the afternoon, obviously, would be a little bit better. But they're catching bass 3 to 5 pounds. Rotunda, the Northport canals, and then also some guys have been fishing down there at the Webb. The Webb lakes have been catching a few too. And then the crappie, kind of the same scenario. Most of the guys are bought, you know, they were sold out of minnows just about. And they've been doing exceptionally well in all those same areas too. I've been hearing some good crappie over off of Raintree, Yorkshire, Price Road kind of area back in some of those canals back there. One guy actually, he was telling me he's taking his broken extendable pool net for cleaning out stuff out of his pool, and is going out there and moving some of the leaf or water lettuce out of the way and creating small holes.
Yeah.
And dropping his minnows right in those small holes.
Where was that at?
Over there off of Price and Raintree. And he's been catching some pretty good crappie. And then Pepper Steve, he got into some crappie last week too. He brought in a couple here to show off. But he was pretty excited, but he didn't say where he was fishing for him at, but I also really didn't take the time to ask him either.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's going to lie to you anyway.
Right.
All right. You know, you're easier to ask if he can spend the weekend with your wife than, you know, with his wife than you get him to tell you where he's catching crappie.
Yeah, that's with most of them.
So, tarpon reports. What's going on tarpon-wise?
Ask the kid at the safe. He'd be the only one that would know because I haven't heard anything.
Austin, you heard anything about tarpon?
I haven't seen hardly any. I've seen a very few last week.
Okay.
PGI, yeah. Port Charlotte canals, upriver.
Yeah, upriver is the only spot I heard about from my nephew seeing some, but other than that, Spring Lake, been a few, just not consistent.
Okay, well, I guess that about wraps up the fishing report there. Anything else we should go over as far as the fishing report goes?
I think you hit it earlier with, you know, working things really slow with the water temperatures the way they are. We got another front coming.
Yay. What,
middle end of the week?
Yes.
It's going to be chilling off again, so.
And you can tell, we're all just beat. We spent days at the boat show, and when we weren't at the boat show, we were filling in here and working before and after the show and carrying stuff and restocking and just, we had a great time, but it's a lot of work. Everybody's really, really tired.
Yeah.
But we had to get the fishing report up, so you got one kind of very lackluster. We wanted to do it. We needed to do it, but God, didn't feel like doing it today.
Yeah.
And we work everything slow.
Work everything slow, yep.
Kind of like us.
Yeah. I could just keep doing this. As long as I could do it slow, I could keep doing this for today. But right. I don't think I'm going to last much longer. We still got a bunch of stuff to get out of the trailer and tents to unload and... I got to go buy another trailer.
I got the tents inside the warehouse already.
Yeah, I'm going to call that guy. And I got to. He said, why don't you buy another small trailer? I said, the heck with that. I'm buying another 24-footer.
Right.
Because why buy a 16 when we're just going to fill it up and be out of space in no time at all?
Right.
I'm going to get another 24-footer. And because if I'm going to drag two trailers to the show, drag one down, they have to go back and get the other one, I'm going to make it worth my drive.
Right.
You know? I mean, it might not have much in it, but it's just easy for me to haul a 24-foot trailer. It is a 12 or a 16.
Well, I'm pretty sure we could fill it.
I'm pretty sure I can get dumb enough to fill it right up. Yeah, it would be nice to be able to take some of the stuff and just have the walls in the one trailer and then have everything else in the other one.
Right.
So all the tents and all the other goodies and stuff. So, you know, these shows are getting bigger and bigger.
It's a lot of work, but it's worth it.
It's a lot of fun.
It's fun. I mean, the amount of customers, new customers that we get to meet is just awesome.
So many new people that, you know, we've been here. I've been working here since 1984. You can take for granted people know you're there. And it's shocking how many people have no idea we're down here, that no idea, you know, what it's all about. And I was telling one guy, he was new to the area, moved into Rotunda. I was saying, you know, you ought to come to the tent sale. I said, you have a really good time. And two regular customers came up and says, oh, yeah, they started telling them all about it. it was funny. It's when you have our regulars around there, they come up, they hear you talk about something, they just jump right in and tell them all about it. It was so cool. So I'm just, yeah. We're lucky. We've got such nice people. You know, I think I've got one of the best. You guys are amazing, the people that work here. But the customers that come in are so much fun.
Oh, my gosh.
They're a blast.
Well, look at Richie bringing in a whole box of empty boxes because he has no more room. I mean, you know.
Terry was laughing. She says, even your customers give you a hard time. So
yeah, it's just awesome. We're pretty fortunate.
So, anyway, we're very lucky. We're just all very tired today. So, if you didn't listen all the way through this, I don't blame you. I think I'd listen to us mumble here. So, anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. What's up, Austin? All right, we'll get there in just a second. Okay. And Fish and Frank here in the chair. Say goodbye, Robert. And Carl.
Goodbye, Robert and Carl.
Goodbye.
See? It never gets any better. It just keeps going that way. And Fish and Frank here in the chair. That is Captain Carl in the guest spot. Robert in the chair across from me. And thank you guys so much for listening in. We really appreciate it. And we'll be back Thursday with another show. Friday with another show. We got all kinds of stuff planned for everything coming up and going away. I was kind of stalling here until I could go find this, and I think I found it. Let's see if this actually works.
Folks won't find this now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing instead of just a wishing. Bumpo baby bumpo baby molen. Oh yeah.
Bye.